which brings to the point out, basically, got, like I said, Elliot knows that he's going to complain. He's going to show up to training camp eventually, but you got to give him some time. You've got to give this guy some time. Okay, I'm not saying that Elliot will not show up eventually. I'm not saying that. Nobody's saying that. Elliot will show up when he's ready to show up. He will show up eventually. Okay, I'm not saying he will show up. This guy is going to show up eventually. However, whatever money they offer Elliot at the moment, they're going to sign him. Okay, they're eventually going to sign Elliot. Nobody's saying that Elliot is not going to get signed because he's still playing for the Dallas Cowboys. What gets us is he's been holding out. Yes, I know that. Everybody keeps saying, is Elliot going to hold out? No, he's not going to hold out. We know he's still in Mexico. We know he's still in Mexico right now. He wants to have a wonderful time in Mexico. Who blames? I don't blame. Do you blame? I don't blame him. I wouldn't mind going out to Mexico myself too. I had myself a wonderful time. So therefore, Elliot knows that when his time has come, he has to show up to where? Training camp. Because in training camp, you got to do your workout. You got to practice with your teammates and your head coach and the coaching staff of the Cowboys. Because right now, they're already in Oxford, California. They have been showing up to work. Everyone except Elliot. Elliot has been nowhere to be found or nowhere to be seen. And you, the fans, y'all making a big deal out of this. So how about we cut Elliot no slack, but he has to report to camp. He's going to report to camp. I'm not going to deny that this guy will not show up to training camp. He will show up to training camp. Eventually, he has to show up. He has to. This is where this Dallas Cowboys team says, we're running for the Super Bowl. In February year 2020, in South Beach, Florida. The question is, are they going to reach it? Yeah, they're going to reach it eventually. Without Elliot, there's no Cowboys in the Super Bowl. But with Elliot, particularly with him, Prescott, and Cooper, and Witten, yeah, the Super Contender. Dallas Cowboys. I'm not saying the Dallas Cowboys are not going to sign Elliott. They're going to sign him eventually. I don't know when they're going to sign him because no one has awareness. Nobody has told us yet when he's actually going to report to camp yet. You know what I'm saying? So it could be any time. It could be any time. It could be next week. It could be the week before September. Where he's going to have to show up in pads and camp in Oxford, California. And he's going to put the helmet on. He's going to go out there and run. Okay. So right now he's having fun out in Mexico. We saw him in the desert. Some part of the desert he was at right now. So too. We saw the video as well too. Where he was in the desert ran his machine. And Elliot is Elliot. Okay. That doesn't mean that he doesn't want to report to camp. No. It's not. I'm not saying that. What I'm trying to say is Elliot, whenever he's ready to report to camp, he's going to report. Right? Let's understand that. We cannot comprehend this guy right now at the moment. We cannot comprehend this guy. Because is it we're asking him too much right now, or do we want too much from him? Which one is it? Because I don't know what to say. I mean, Elliot... Elliot has to report to training camp. Without Elliot, there is no Cowboys in the Super Bowl. With Elliot, there's a Super Bowl team right now. It's the Dallas Cowboys. So we know the Dallas Cowboys want to get to the Super Bowl. And they are going to make it to the Super Bowl. Here's their city Cowboys winning at the record. They're going to go 2-5. 12-5 gets them in the playoff division around 2020. It gets them in the NFC divisional playoff round 2020. It takes them to the NFC championship game. And it takes you to the Super Bowl in South Beach, Florida next year, February 2020. So that means we still got the whole middle month of August right now. Through September, October, November, through December. And then we get to the playoffs. It's going to come where? In January? February? Yeah, February Super Weekend. Ezra, it all means business for this Cowboys team. To look at Zach at this whole Cowboys scenario right now, this Dallas Cowboys team knows they're trying to go for the Super Bowl. And however they make it to the Super Bowl, those players will have to stay 100% healthy. Their offensive line and their defensive line, their wide receivers and tight ends and the kicker, plus the head coach itself, Richard Garrett. He's going to work with his team. That entire Cowboys coaching staff is going to work with these players. And they're going to say, look, here's what you got to do in drills. You got to throw him the football wide open. You run a couple of walk-up plays with Elliott. Run a couple of wild plays with your other team from Ohio, Columbus, Ohio as well, too. And therefore, you should have no problems at all. This Cowboys team will get to 12-5. They win at the whole division and the NFC, because that is my pick right now. The Dallas Cowboys will get to the Super Bowl. Not only are they going to make it to the Super Bowl, but think about it. They went out the whole Super Bowl itself in the month of February 2020. This Metroplex area will be so excited to see the Dallas Cowboys winning their Super Bowl ring. February 2020. Live from Hard Rock Cafe Stadium in South Beach, Florida. So, that means right now, there's still a lot of time for Elliott. They'll just come in and sign and say, I am ready to come back and report to camp. That's all he has to say. If he says that, he will show up to camp. Don't pressure the guy. Don't rush him too much either, because then he's not going to want to show up to camp. You get my point? So therefore, he's going to get signed. Now, here's one thing that I have been discussing about live on my social media page, and that is, what is going on with the Texas Rangers baseball team? They're still sitting in third place in the American League West. Even though they're not playing tonight, Thursday, but they happen to play tomorrow on the road. You know where they're playing tomorrow on Friday? Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're going up there against the Milwaukee Brewers. A Brewers team that, let's just say, I'm not for sure if they won last night at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, or did they end up losing to the Pirates last night? I'm not certain. Because last thing I heard is when they were down in the bottom of the sixth inning or fifth, I'm not sure. I think the Pirates end up beating them. I'm not sure. I couldn't remember the final score of that game, but I'll look at it later. See, this Texas Rangers baseball team will eventually have to reach over 500. They have to reach over 500. They're going to have to. Because right now, this Rangers baseball team knows by the time we get to September, mid-September, it determines on you. If you hit over 500, and you stay over 500, do you get to the second spot? The answer is yes. You don't have to stay in the third spot. You go to second spot. You have to find a way to torture the Houston Astros. Take them out the first spot. Because the Astros right now, I'm not liking the way they're playing. I am no Astros fan. But knowing that this Houston Astros team is trying to repeat like they did last year, 2018, where they got over 100-something games. No. I'm not going to give it this time to the Astros. I want to give it to the Texas Rangers baseball team. Because this Rangers baseball team has never wanted to quit the fight. They don't need to quit the fight. The Rangers know they have their favor in the wild card right now. Even though they have not gotten to 500. Like yesterday, it was the first doubleheader in Ohio to Cleveland. 2-0. And then you lose yesterday afternoon
and Cleveland again. So I don't know what to say. The pitching didn't pitch so well. But yet, this Rangers baseball team will have to get it together. If they want to make it to the, if they want to get to the promised land called the postseason in October, World Series in October starts well too. Therefore, they're going to get there, right? Cleveland leads right now over the Twins 7-5, top of that ninth inning. Tigers beat the Royals 10-8, was the fun score. Cubs beat the Reds 12-5, was the fun score. Unbelievable game. They beat them tonight. Tigers beat the Royals 10-8, was the fun score. Cubs beat the Reds 12-5, was the fun score. Unbelievable. Here at this round, Eastern time. So, I could care less if the Astros even get over a winning margin, because they're not going to get that far. They're not going to reach that far. The Astros, they're not going to get that far. Who says they're going far? Nobody. I'm not saying that. The experts may think the Astros are going to reach that far, but I don't see it. I don't want to fall asleep on the Yankees, because everybody thinks the Yankees might have a chance. I don't know about that. I don't know. The Yankees still got a whole baseball season ahead of them right now. Which means even though they want to play out this whole series between them and the Blue Jays, because it's going back to back forth between these two teams, Yankees and Blue Jays, we all know Toronto doesn't give up to the fight. The way the Blue Jays have been playing the last 3 weeks, they have yet to lose any games. On the other hand, the Rockies, they got to get it together. The Rockies know they got to get it together. They shouldn't have won against the Astros yesterday afternoon. They weren't able to win. I don't know what happened there. That's what gets me. The Astros had never won a single game against the Rockies. And the Rockies just got tortured this week against the Astros. So I don't know what's up about that. I mean, looking at those highlights from this Astros team, man, I don't know what to say. I am lost for words against this whole entire Astros team. Because I know Houston, to this point, they want to get somewhere. But how far are they going to go? I don't know how far they're going to go. They might not make it far. Let's just say. Now, who is ready for SummerSlam this Sunday live from Toronto? I'm ready. Well, we saw this past week on Raw. Seth Rollins came back injured. Completely injured by the Beast and Carnage, Brock Lesnar. Last week in Arkansas, Seth Rollins got injured by Brock Lesnar backstage. He was about to get transported to a local hospital to get evaluated by doctors. And the paramedics team was just close to exiting out the parking lot underneath the arena. And all of a sudden, you see Brock tells him, "Get out. Get out." So, the Beast and Carnage just gave Seth Rollins a taste of his own medicine. And this past week on Raw, Seth Rollins shows up with a steel chair, thinking he was eventually going to attack Brock Lesnar out of the nowhere. Well, Brock Lesnar is not dumb. Brock Lesnar stole that steel chair from Seth Rollins and started hitting him in the same injured area. He's still injured. So the same injury he took this week on Raw is the same one he's going to take on Sunday. Because he believes that he's going to walk out the Universal Champion this Sunday at SummerSlam. The answer is no. Seth Rollins, that's not my pick right now. It's Brock Lesnar. It has to be Brock Lesnar. Remember, Brock Lesnar has never, well, he did lose to Rollins at WrestleMania. And that was about it. But when you're talking about SummerSlam here, this Sunday, Brock Lesnar will walk out your Universal Champion this Sunday.
Now, on the divas, the Queen versus Hall of Famer Trish Stratus. Who do I like in that match? I'm going to say Trish Stratus. Natalia. Natalia is so good that we saw what she did on Monday. Especially Monday, she gave the sharpshooter to her opponent. But therefore, Trish Stratus will win this match against Natalya. Now, Bliss and Bliss and Becky Lynch. Well, Becky Lynch and Natalya, sorry. Becky Lynch will walk up the women's champion and not Natalya. Natalya's not going to win the women's champion. And Flair will lose to Charlotte, will lose to Trish Stratus. That is my pick right now. Now, Bill Goldberg versus Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler's going to get beaten by Goldberg this Sunday. Shane O'Mac versus Kevin Owens. I quit, he wins. If he wins, he quits. Look, I don't know who's really going to quit this match. Is it actually going to be Owens? Or is it going to be Shane McMahon on Sunday? Well, I'm going to say Kevin Owens will not quit this match. Not by a long shot, okay? Not by a long shot. Let's say that Shane McMahon doesn't win this match. What do you do then? Does Shane McMahon say the two words, I quit, or I don't quit? Well, he doesn't quit. The match still goes on at SummerSlam. I know everybody's so excited to go watch SummerSlam this Sunday in Toronto, Canada. Looking forward to it. Saturday night is NXT TakeOver in Toronto. And then the next day of next week is Monday Night Raw, live from the same city. And then SmackDown stays right there for Tuesday as well too. So, we still got a lot going on right now in World Wrestling Entertainment, right? So next week at the Raw's over on USA Network, Stone Cold shows up his show. Straight up with Steve Austin. Weekdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Looking forward to it. Next Monday. Only on USA. Now, I'm still wondering here. I'm still kind of wondering what exactly is going to happen with these two Goliaths. Between, we still got Bray Wyatt fighting Finn Balor this Sunday. And I think right now, Finn Balor has zero chances of beating Bray Wyatt. Remember, the last few weeks, Bray Wyatt has shown out of the nowhere, torturing Finn Balor. During this past week on Raw, it was Hall of Famer Kurt Angle as a special guest referee between him and Drew McIntyre. And Kurt Angle was a special guest referee this week in Pittsburgh. And when we saw Bray Wyatt came out of nowhere, interrupting the match, interfering in the match when this match was no concern to Bray Wyatt. So out of nowhere, nobody won the match. Kurt Angle gets attacked. Gets targeted by Bray Wyatt. So we don't know. And of course, Drew McIntyre versus Alexander this week. Look, I think right now, the only options with The Miz and Dolph Ziggler right now, sorry. The Miz and Dolph Ziggler, no, they don't like each other. The Miz doesn't like them. So therefore, The Miz is outnumbered. Well, Dolph Ziggler is outnumbered. Okay? Dolph Ziggler is outnumbered. And therefore, he's got no point to this. He stands zero chance against Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler stands zero chance against The Miz, huh? he stands there a chance against this guy. So I could say less about this guy. Right? I could say less about this guy. That don't mean I like the guy. I don't like him at all. But you never know. You never know. So I'm just still wondering who's going to walk out the winner. Dolph Ziggler or The Miz? I think it's going to be The Miz. I think The Miz has a chance of being Dolph Ziggler this Sunday at SummerSlam. I hope so. Now, as you know, the player from college basketball, former NBA player as well too, he was caught using, as we say, an illegal substance. I'm not going to mention the letter, and I mentioned it when it goes to TVPG. But that illegal substance that he used as a sample, that was wrong. He will not return ever to play basketball until next year, 2020. That's a long time. You just ruined your whole entire basketball career as a basketball player. And yet you were not aware of the substance you were using as an example. That sample was ready to pass the test. And eventually, you didn't pass this test. So what was wrong with that picture? Why will you use an illegal substance from your girlfriend? Why will you use that sample for? And what was the reason for you to use the sample? Because look, number one, when they tell you they want your sample, they want your sample. They don't want your girlfriend's sample. She's not playing the basketball. You're playing the basketball here, buddy boy. You lost all your endorsements, all your sponsors. You pretty much lost everything. So how are you going to look at your girlfriend at the? How are you going to look at the? How are you going to show? How are you going to look at her in the face? She's going to ask you, "How did this happen? Why did you do it?" We don't know. We don't know. Presented by the new video game coming out soon, October 22nd, WWE 2K20. Coming out soon, October 22nd. Make sure to pre-order right now. You get a copy of your WWE 2K20 Ultimate Edition, including DLC China, Hulk Hogan, and many more superstars to come. You can order now at GameStop.com. GameStop, power to the players. So therefore, this basketball player, he knew what kind of sample he was going to take. When they tell you they wanted a sample, they want your sample. They don't want your girlfriend's sample. They didn't ask you to bring her sample to the place. They didn't ask you that. You snuck it in without their consent, without their permission. They were not aware of it. Now, your whole basketball career is less than a tournament. I couldn't say it better myself. You ruined your whole basketball career, man. How is that impossible? How is that possible? What kind of maniac does this guy take us for? What kind of maniac he takes us for? I mean, does he think we're dumb or dumb? I mean, what kind of fool he takes us for? When they tell you the sample they want for you is your sample, they're not asking you to bring your girlfriend's sample to the place. Say, hey, we need your girlfriend's sample instead of yours. They're not asking you to do that. They basically told him, specifically told him, we want your sample. You go back and take that, you go back and you brought her a sample without them knowing about it. Now, that example contains some illegal substance that has to do with the female body, with inside the female body. Not going to say what it is. Again, don't need to mention the word. But this basketball player, not only did he ruin his whole career as a basketball player, but he ruined all of it. He ruined all this. How can they forgive him now? They're not going to forgive this guy. Not going to forgive him. Not after what you have done, man. Not after what you have done. I mean, come on. Who told you to use your girlfriend's sample? Nobody told you that. You took the doggone thing because you wanted to. And you said, okay, I'm going to take the sample. And I'm going to just show up at the nowhere and just say that it was my sample when it was not your sample. So therefore, you took it upon yourself. You brought the sample. And you say, okay, I'm going to use the sample because I think it's a good thing. I think it's not. To me, I think it's a wrong thing that you're doing. Because, one, you don't know how bad you're looking at right now. With the greater ever Corolla, when available 18-inch machine alloy wheels, standard LED headlights, you got stopped for days or nights. And turn into early mornings. Let's go places. Toyota, official sponsor of the NBA. Look. I think right now my honest opinion when I think of this guy. When you talk about a basketball player, you play in college basketball. You play in Columbus, Ohio. I remember that. You play in Columbus, Ohio. So the only thing is, this guy just doesn't remember. Okay? See how much you can save on insurance for your truck and motorcycle and RV and boat and more. Geico, 50% commission more on car insurance. Geico, official sponsor of the NBA. So therefore, the only thing I can say about him right now is, look, this guy, the mistake that he's going to regret is using his girlfriend's sample, okay? And that is something that is not tolerated in any medical facility. It's not. If they tell me, if I was a pro athlete and they tell me, okay, we want a proof of urine sample. You take it to the facility. You give it to them. You show it to me. Say, okay, this is my sample, okay? They take it back to their place. They take a look and say, okay, everything came out good. But why use your girlfriend's sample? Why did you do that? I don't understand. Now you're in trouble now. You're not going to come and complain for a long time in basketball, man. Your whole offseason of basketball, what, 2019? You're not coming and complain. That is a long time. That is a long time. So therefore, you're not going to come back and play no more, man. I feel very sorry for this guy. Because the mistake that he did on that example of his girlfriend, that was the dumbest idea I've ever heard or seen and talked about right now. To this day. Okay? There is no way in the world you were even allowed to use your girlfriend's example. When you should have used your own example. Now, there's something about the illegal substance that contains part of her inside her body. I'm not going to mention it again because it's a TVPG show. So, we're just discussing about what I think of this basketball player. And eventually, this basketball player ain't ruining it for himself. Really, he really did. Now, I know everybody's saying, where is the NBA at? Well, the NBA is not too far away. Christmas Day. Christmas Day, we got a doubleheader. Or your season of basketball, the NBA. Season 2019-2020. And we start with the Celtics at Toronto. Milwaukee against 76ers. No, but yeah, Milwaukee versus Toronto. And Boston versus Philadelphia 76ers. Lakers taking on the Clippers. And Golden State taking on the Houston Rockets. Live from Oracle Arena on Christmas Day, December 2019. Who wins out that series? On Christmas Day, well, look, if I had to choose between LeBron and Kawhi Leonard, I'm about to choose Kawhi. Okay? Because when Kawhi stays up, when he steps it up inside the paint, he's going to bring a whole different Kawhi Leonard inside the paint. However many points and assists he scores from downtown in the second half, inside the paint, those are the points that Kawhi will score on Christmas Day. I mean, he ever points to scores from downtown. But LeBron James is going to lose this Christmas series at home. He's not going to win it at home.
I don't see him winning a series against a coach named Doc Rivers. I couldn't see myself seeing him do that. So therefore, if anyone's in trouble right now, it's going to be LeBron James. Because particularly LeBron James right now, there's been a lot of questions about LeBron James, man. I mean, everybody thought all his former teammates were really going to follow LeBron in Los Angeles. Nope. Now, as you know, Melo right now has zero job in the NBA. The Houston Rockets didn't want Melo in Houston, Texas. How come? The players told them the GM and coaching staff of the Rockets, they don't need you. So Melo played a long time ago with the Denver Nuggets in Denver, Colorado. He played with the Knicks in Manhattan, New York City. And he was playing with Oklahoma City Thunder in Oklahoma City. After that, he got claimed by the Chicago Bulls. That didn't work out for him in Chicago. So all of a sudden, now he's going to quit playing in the NBA. But you think any team out there wants to offer Melo a job? Anyone out there really wants to offer Melo a job? Because look, Melo wants a job. Melo needs money to support his family. Without no job in basketball, he cannot support his family. I don't know about Mrs. Melo. If she wants to relocate different cities or not. I don't make that decision for the Melo family. Melo's make their own decision. Like I said, Melo is the grown man. And Melo knows what he's doing. So therefore, Melo says, I want to go play elsewhere. Where do you exactly see fit, Melo? Okay. Here's teams I don't think he's going to go play. He will not play in Cleveland. He will not go play in Charlotte. He won't play in Toronto. He will not play in Brooklyn. He won't play in Boston. He won't play in Detroit. Or Indiana, or Atlanta, or Washington, or Toronto. He won't play there neither. In Orlando. Because they can't afford him. They cannot afford Melo. And the West, he's not going back to Denver. Or Phoenix. Or Memphis. Or Minnesota. Or Portland. Or Utah. Won't play there. He won't play with the Rockets. Or Spurs, or back with his old team, Oklahoma City Thunder. He will not go play with the Kings. The Kings can afford him right now. He will not go play in that area. He won't play with the Clippers. He won't go play with the Lakers. So where exactly could you see Melo playing in the NBA right now? What about Milwaukee? Or Philadelphia. Can that afford him? I don't know. Do you think they can afford him? Okay. Top of the 15 right now. The Padres and Rockets are tied 3-3. You're three now. Giants and the Phillies 4-0. Bottom of the 6th inning. That's a game right there. We'll keep you up to date. Look. If I was a certain man. Where can I see him play right now? Well, look. I said it is offseason in the beginning of year 2019. And I made May 2020 right now and said that he could come play with the Dallas Mavericks. I don't know if Mark Cuban can afford to offer him a good deal or Donnie Nelson, that note. I'm not sure if Donnie Nelson could afford to sign Melo. Because knowing Melo. He wants a job. And all he wants is to get signed by a particular team in the Pacific West. And who could that be? That won't be the Pelicans. Pelicans can't afford him either. He's too bad up on the market right now. I could say Dallas. The Dallas Mavericks sure can use Melo and their team. He'll make a good fit here in the Metroplex. He'll like it here. He played against them a few years ago, remember? We played against Smeller multiple times, and occasionally we played against this guy.
Melo is the reason why Melo started. Right? Melo started when he started playing. But Melo knows when he had that job in Houston Rockets, he wanted to continue staying down there. He wanted to play with James Harden. It was like James Harden didn't show this guy no communication in locker rooms. Like they had miscommunication in locker room. So what does that mean? See, Melo doesn't like Harden. Harden don't like Melo. Harden doesn't like him either. Russell Westbrook did get along with Melo. Him and Paul George. But no Paul George in Oklahoma no more. Paul George is gone. So therefore, if anybody wants Melo, it's going to be Dallas. Okay? Nobody else can afford it. All right, here for the scores of baseball. Cleveland beats Twins 7-5. Was the fun score. Great game. 7-5. Okay. Look. Melo wants one thing. And what do you think that particular thing is? A championship. It has been such a long time since Melo has yet to win a championship ring with one single basketball team of the NBA. So let's just say that Melo is Smith, okay? And Melo knows that when it comes to playing and basketball, he has so far not up our league, but yet he has shown up and stepped up to the plate. So therefore, the only option I have for Melo right now at the moment is, what are you going to do? What are you really going to do? You have no chance of winning this out now. I don't know what to say. Could I say Melo wants a championship ring? And he will get one. And it's going to be with Dallas. Because Dallas can start talking about getting Melo. Melo, if Melo doesn't get signed, Melo will have to join NBA TV or TNT or ESPN. Or that note. I don't know which one he's going to join. He might join Altitude Sports. In Denver, Colorado, who knows? Who knows where he's going to end up working? He's going to get offers from the Eastern Zone. Eastern Coast. So, I don't know. Melo knows he needs a job. Melo knows that. And if anybody can afford to get Melo, it's got to be Dallas. Dallas has to go after Melo. Melo knows he wants a job. And without that Melo right now, I don't know. If anybody in the Metroplex really wanted Melo right now, they would say, okay, let's go after Melo. I mean, let's just sign this guy. I mean, really. Let's just really sign this guy. I mean, because he has a lot to offer. He has a lot to offer now at the moment, and his only choice right now is to win out a championship. Okay? And will he get that championship? Yeah. He's going to get it. He's eventually going to get it. And it's going to have to be with Dallas, because Dallas can afford to get Melo right now. Melo wants a job. He's asking for work. Nobody else is going to pick up Melo. The Lakers can afford Melo right now. See, the Lakers, they got bigger fish to think about right now. You just signed Paul George in that lineup. Paul George went to the Clippers, he got signed. And the Lakers, you got Rondo. And you have Kuzma. You got Ball, you got LeBron, you got Mickey. That's all you got right now. You don't have no Tyson Chandler. Tyson Chandler went to the Houston Rockets. for 1 year. That's ridiculous.
I don't expect anything good from the Rockets right now. I don't. The Rockets, to me right now, they're not ready for a playoff contention. And they're not going to get one. Because they're not quite ready. They're not quite ready. Even if they wouldn't have been ready, what good are they going to do us? What good are they going to do you? What good are they going to do me? They're not going to do us any of the good. And here's why. When a team like the Houston Rockets, last time they won a championship was 1995. That's the only year they won. 95. After that, they started sucking off too much. Therefore, the Rockets don't deserve nothing. And in this particular reason, now at this particular time of year, because they had a lot, they had too many chances in favor of them, and they blew them up. They really did blow them up. So whose fault is that? The Rockets? Yeah. It's the Rockets' fault, right? They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. Nobody told the Rockets not to win. Not to get to the playoffs and not make it to the playoffs. Because look, this past year, the playoffs 2019, what happened to the Rockets? They didn't stay that far. They didn't go that far. Like you were hoping for. They got automatically embarrassed by a Golden State Warriors team. And that Warriors team just said, okay, we're done playing these guys. So, Harden gave it all he got. Coach D'Antoni had all the journey he left in the tank. But it wasn't quite enough. So what does that mean? He has zero chances of winning. And that's the problem. With those zero chances of winning anything right now, I don't see Melo signing anywhere else except Dallas. I am still going to determine it's going to be Dallas Mavericks and Dallas Mavericks only, because Dallas Mavericks know they can go after Melo, give him a good deal contract. Give him how many years? I'm going to offer him, and you're going to have yourself a deal. But if you don't offer him a good deal, then the deal's on you. The deal is on you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying this guy will not win out. He will win out. The Giants lead the Phillies now. Bottom of the 17-5. 5-0 right now. What a game. What a baseball game they're playing out tonight at California. Well, playing it, Philly. They're playing Philly. Man, what can I say? I'm playing California, sorry. Look, with this particular team, a team like the Rockets, Melo, if he wouldn't have decided to stay with the Rockets, what good was he going to do you down there? What good was he going to do you? Were you expecting anything good from this guy? Could you see yourself seeing anything good from this man right now? I don't know. I really don't know. Now, however, he knows that the championship ring is still there waiting for him. Not with Houston, but with Dallas. I wouldn't mind seeing him playing in a Maverick uniform for the first time ever. Let's see how this works out, because Miller right now, he has no work. How can he support his family? The man needs a job. Is that asking too much? No, it's not. Oh man, the Wings lose another home game against Storm, 69-57 score. And
Thornton, she scored 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. While Harris scored 23 points, 11 rebounds, and 1 assist as they lose tonight at home. 69-57 was the fun score. Seattle just torching them. Harris scored 23 points, 11 rebounds, and 1 assist. And Thornton scored 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist in this game. Unbelievable. So Seattle tortured the Wings today at home. Not good. Now, how do we feel about this Melo guy? Melo, to me, he's been playing a fine game. All right, LA beats Mercury 84-74. What's the fun score? Griner scored 27 points, 6 rebounds, and 0 assists. While WUMILKE scored 24 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists as they beat them 84-74. What's the final score? So, therefore, Melo knows a championship opportunity is right there for him. And it's with Dallas. Dallas sure can go after him. They can afford Melo. They sure can't. They got enough cap space waiting for Melo as it is. And Melo said, I want to play elsewhere. Dallas is your answer, Melo. Because remember, everything is bigger in the state of Texas. And what better place like the Metroplex? That sounds good to y'all? Yeah. That sounds good to me too. Now, Tom Brady. Is this man ever going to retire? Is he ever going to retire from the NFL? We have yet to see him retiring yet from the NFL, man. I'm just wondering, when is he really going to retire? I don't know. But anyways, I hope he retires soon. Because I don't want to see Tom Brady go in another Super Bowl. I don't want to see him. You don't want to see him. Nobody wants to see Brady. Everybody thinks Brady should just go ahead and retire. And I think that's the answer too. But yeah, we have yet to learn when is he going to retire. I don't know. He's on a 2-year deal already with the Patriots. This offseason 2019. And I'm just surprised about that right now, man. During these preseason games, he just signs the deal. What for? He doesn't need a deal. He doesn't. Tom Brady couldn't just call it quits already, man, but he doesn't want to call it quits. This guy is hard-hitting. He's stubborn. Nobody understands Tom Brady. Nobody gets Tom Brady. I don't get him either. I don't get him. I really don't get him. What is there to get about Tom Brady? What is there to understand about Tom Brady? There is nothing to understand about Tom Brady right now. Really, particularly nothing. The only thing I can say about Tom Brady right now today here tonight, Thursday, is that whenever Tom Brady is ready to retire, that is when Tom Brady should just say the two words, I am ready to retire. That's just it. Because he has gone too far. He has really gone too far playing in any NFL. Okay, and the month of February, he won the Super Bowl. He won against Atlanta. Against LA, sorry. And I was hoping to see LA make a comeback in this Super Bowl. It was the sorriest game I've ever watched. Everything was sorry about that Super Bowl. And when Tom Brady played against Philly, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Tom Brady had time there to win out that Super Bowl. He wasn't ready. The only place he won out was in Glendale, Arizona against Seattle. That was the only team he beat. And that Super Bowl. That was just it. After that, it was head on for Tom Brady out. And he beat Atlanta in Houston. Everybody thought Atlanta had this in their favor. What happened to Atlanta happened to Atlanta. They were not ready. They couldn't have been ready. But they know that we know that they were not ready. They were not ready. Live from here live here on this podcast show. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you again tomorrow. Thank you.